fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 12th day of September. The proper tip today is to get your winter car kit together, get it ready, make sure it's checked out and ready for use. You should have one for each vehicle, by the way. This is Farmers Monday. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is a proprietor of Freedom Center USA. They have 2 websites. Listen carefully. The original one, which is in full operation once again, freedomcentertraining.com. I say again, freedomcentertraining.com. The newer one, which duplicates the first, freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. The telephone, if you want to sign up for a class, order a custom rifle built, take part in a group purchase of thermal imaging, that phone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. Here it is, twice slowly. 417-718-2597. I say again, 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, 21 years ago yesterday, our country changed dramatically and not in very good ways, didn't it, sir?
You're exactly correct, John. There's a number of elites that use the tragic events of 9/11 to take freedom from the American citizens.
Roger that. Now, the Patriot Act, I don't recall the page count, but around 1,000 pages, maybe longer, had been put together. It takes months to draft and edit and draft and edit a incredibly complex piece of legislation like that. So it had been drafted and ready for months before 9/11/01. Now, I seriously doubt that the Patriot Act could have passed in the absence of 9/11/01. Your response, sir?
There would have been no public support for the bill, but nowadays they're cramming stuff down our throat that there's no public support for. I think over 80% of American citizens support voter ID, and they're trying to destroy that in every state they possibly can. So I doubt the Patriot Act, I doubt they would have attempted it without 9/11 and the events, because I think there would have been a huge pushback. There's been so much of the Patriot Act overturned by the Supreme Court. that in a lot of ways it's been neutralized, but there are still some really, really bad elements that are still active in that law.
Absolutely. And elements and consequences which we have to deal with in our daily lives. It's not some esoteric thing that only applies to a few people, is it?
Not at all. I mean, you look at the creation of the Department of Homeland Security, the TSA, the coming IRS army that's going to disarm the American people and attack conservatives. I mean, this country is in for a really bad, bad stretch if we don't start pushing back and don't start electing people that are not your typical Democrats and typical Republicans.
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Firearms Monday. You got a question or comment, especially a question or comment about rifles, pistols, training, optics, thermal imaging. Just give us a call at 512-248-8252. We always like to get updates on what training courses are coming up that have open slots in them. And when you're ready to let us know about that, we'd be glad to hear, Sam.
I've got the schedule right here in front of me, John. We just finished the basic tactical handgun rifle series 4-day course last Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and yesterday. We have coming up September 16th, 17th, and 18th. It's a 3-day class. The Enhanced Urban Vehicle Tactical Rifle Course. This is a 3-day course where we cover a range of things that aren't typically taught to civilians. We put you behind a berm and shoot 7 different weapon systems over your head, 3 different pistols, 4 different rifle calibers. We let you listen to the sounds of the bullet flying by just over your head. You're in a safe environment, but the bullets are actually quite close. They're probably not 7 to 10 feet from your ears. And it gives you a really good picture, sound picture, of what is happening as the bullets fly by. You can quickly tell, learn whether someone's shooting a handgun, whether they're shooting a rifle or a big rifle, because the sounds are distinctly different. Being able to recognize those sounds is part of doing an appropriate threat assessment when you're being attacked. And so understanding the energy of the weapons being brought down on you and understanding that quickly is a definite advantage to ignorance.
Absolutely. Well, during the Tet Offensive, the first 3 days, I was counting how many times I was shot at. It was about 12 to 13 times. One of those projectiles, I found out, if you're far enough away, you can hear it coming at you because it's become subsonic. It went over my head, buried itself in a concrete wall behind me. I should have dug that out. It's probably still there, been painted over. but I should have dug that out and saved it as a memento of how close that came to my head. But you can, if a bullet, once it goes subsonic, you can actually hear it coming at you, can't you, sir?
Well, you hear a supersonic crack from a rifle bullet that is flying towards you. With a subsonic bullet, it almost sounds like a teal duck flying by. It whirs, it goes whoosh. I don't know if you can hear that through the microphone.
Yeah, we heard it pretty good. Yeah.
And when a bullet is tumbling, it sounds like a giant bumblebee. It goes by you and goes bzzz. And as it's approaching you, that buzzing sound goes slightly up in pitch, and if it passes you, it goes slightly back down. It's what we call the Doppler effect. And so if someone's bouncing rounds in front of you off something, you'll hear that buzzing sound because the bullet will no longer be spin stabilized. It will have impacted something, and it's now tumbling, and that's what makes that low pitch buzzing noise. But you definitely hear the supersonic crack or the whir or the buzzing noise, and you'll hear that at different volumes and different pitches. And then you'll also hear the muzzle blast of the gun after you hear the sound of the bullet. And in the sniper world, we call that the crack boom effect. So you hear the crack of the bullet, that's the supersonic shockwave coming off the nose of the bullet. And then if the, oh, let's say the shooter is 500 yards away, in about 0.4 of a second, you'll hear boo, and that's the muzzle blast coming out of the end of the barrel of the gun. And the reason you hear the two distinct sounds is because, one, they're two different pitches, but the timing is different. The crack of the bullet will always reach you before the sound of the muzzle blast, particularly if it's supersonic. Now, with a handgun, like a .45, that's subsonic, you hear the whir of the bullet at almost the same time you hear the blast. Depending on the range you're at, they're almost indistinguishable. They happen at the same moment in time. So it's fairly easy to tell if someone has a rifle or if they're shooting a sub-gun round like a pistol round or a pistol, because the timing of all that is dramatically different. And, of course, that varies depending on the range of the shooter and how far you are from the shooter.
Absolutely. Well, I didn't know all those nuances. All I knew was I had to duck, and I was behind I was behind a concrete parapet, and I looked over to see where the bullet hit, and I dropped one of my M14 mags into the MP's roof building next to us, and there was no impact there, and I looked behind me, and then, that's where it went, the wall behind me. So I had to get permission from the MP's to climb up on the roof a few days later when things calmed down to recover my magazine that I dropped that fell out of my flak jacket.
But, oh, my.
Yeah. Well, different time, different place.
My misspent youth was the first time I got shot at. So I think I told that story in the class this last weekend, too.
That was here in the United States? Not.
Yes, that was in Fort Myers, Florida. Actually, I wasn't in Fort Myers. I was on an island called Estero Island off the coast of Fort Myers. And I had left home at the age of 16, and I had $83 in my pocket. And I spent about $81.50 in gas to drive down to Florida, where I was going to try and get a job. And I didn't have any money to eat. I'd spent the other $2 I had left on food driving down. And I went into a bar and started playing pool for money, playing 8-ball for money. And, of course, as young men do, I got in a fight in the bar, and the guy that lost the fight left. And I stayed and played pool and made a few $20 bills so I had something to eat with. And then walking out of the bar, the guy that I got in a fight with had come back, and he was outside the bar in the parking lot with a revolver. And as I walked out the door, you know, being a young kid, my instincts were to run to my car. And as I ran to my car, he shot the pistol at me, unloaded the revolver, trying to shoot me with it. So I got to hear the sounds of bullets flying past me.
Uh-huh.
And the stupidest thing I ever did, you know, if I'd had any sense, I would have walked out the door, seen Walter there. We became friends later after he shot at me.
Really?
Yep. He was a shrimper working on a shrimp boat down there. He's kind of a rough character. And I like to make friends with people that like to kill me. So I made friends with him eventually. But what I should have done was simply walk back in the bar. When you're a young man, your instincts, your car is kind of your security.
Right, right.
And well, so I ran for my car. Back then, the GM cars had a square key and a round key. And the square key worked in the ignition. We didn't have remotes to unlock cars back then.
Right.
Of course, the round key is what you stuck in the door to unlock the door. And I was so scared, my hands were shaking so bad that I couldn't get the key in the door.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was a really memorable moment in my life.
That would be the kind of thing that would be burned into your memory forever. Absolutely. Well, Sam, we got an election coming up in what was it, 60-something days. I think the mail-in ballots are already being mailed in some jurisdictions. We have about 12 states that have changed their voting protocols to have genuinely free and fair elections. My hope, my prayer, is that those 12 states may be enough, and I emphasize may be enough to allow enough patriotic Americans to be elected to Congress and to the Senate to overturn and stop what Joe Biden wants to do. Your response, sir?
Well, we can always hope, but hope is a terrible strategy. The biggest problem with elections, there's several problems that we need to be actively trying to defeat. One is the crooks at the federal government are trying to federalize elections. A lot of people don't really realize this, but even a presidential election is run by the states. Each state controls their own election. And if they federalize the elections, then they'll be able to steal the election and appoint whoever they want every time we have an election. The problem with a lot of the voter laws is there's some voter ID laws and stuff. The problem is there's so much, the door for fraud is open so wide. Mail-in ballots, electronic voting machines, all of these kinds of things. And even though there might be 10 or 12 states that get a little bit of improvement or a slight reduction in voter fraud based on some of the laws that were passed, most of them I've looked at, they're very ineffective. They're not going to have much impact at all. The biggest problem in a national election, which we'll see in 2024, is that the swing states like Pennsylvania and Ohio and Michigan and Arizona, places like that, have really not done that much to fix the voter fraud issues. And so Wisconsin's another one. And here is the thing. The only way we're going to get rid of voter fraud is if the American county sheriff stands up, puts his foot down, and says, we're not having any of this in my county. And if the states will all pass laws eliminating electronic vote counting machines and electronic voting machines, the Dominion type equipment has to go away. That's rule number one. If we want to have free and fair elections, we have to go back to paper ballots, and we have to go back to the principles that ensure free and fair elections. And that's a fairly simple thing. The reason why computerized vote counting machines and polling machines will never work is because the computers count at a speed that cannot be verified by independent parties. So it used to be we had paper ballots, and if you were part of the American Party, or you were part of the Libertarian Party, or you were part of the Republican Party, or the Democratic Party, you were allowed to have your representative in the room watching the ballots be counted and verifying the, not only the vote and each individual ballot, but the totals. And we've gotten away from that, and now we have a system that can be stolen in five different ways. And this has to stop. We've got to go back to paper ballots. We've got to go back to all interested parties right there on top of the table while the votes, the ballots are being counted and tabulated. You know, I think it was Stalin that said it matters not, you know, who votes in an election. It matters only who counts the votes.
Right.
It's the vote counting process that has to change, not the voter laws. We have to have people that understand process. And passing an ID law does nothing. Continuing to have electronic vote counting machines and ballot machines connected to the internet that can be manipulated with software, it does nothing for vote integrity. And these Republican politicians that are telling Republicans, oh, our machines are fine, we'll do fine, we're not going to have problems, we've got this election locked down, they are lying to you.
Absolutely. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombi Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombi detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. If you want the highest quality, the exact same equipment that the Department of Defense uses, with a nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment, EMP Shield at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews. The website for Freedom Center USA is the following websites. There's actually two of them. FreedomCenterTraining.com. Say again, FreedomCenterTraining.com and FreedomTrain.net. Sam, we got our first caller here. We got Trevor in Iowa. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning, John and Sam. I wanted to call in and give the listeners my summary, well, just my reflection on the class that I took this past weekend down at the Freedom Center with Sam. I took the basic tactical pistol and basic tactical rifle, and I was actually sponsored. And I want to really thank Torsten from Texas for sponsoring me. I believe this is life-changing classes that I was able to attend. And they will forever change my life and the lives of my family in how I'll be able to protect and defend them with a pistol and a rifle. I really wanted to thank Sam for everything, for the weekend, for all the information, and for all for everything else. It was just a fantastic couple of days down there training, and I look forward to coming back to the next class.
Wow, thank you for that, Trevor. We had such a good class, John. Trevor is a teacher in the public school system, and he came down, and Torsten was willing to sponsor him, and which was a great thing. We're seeing a lot of that now. We're seeing some of our older, wealthier people that have financial resources willing to help younger, stronger people come and train at the Freedom Center. And that is such a cool thing, because that's why we're here. If we train somebody that's 60 years old, it's a great experience for them. It's a great thing for them defending their life. But when you train someone that's Trevor's age, who has young kids, who's a young man, he'll have those skills as an American citizen for the next 50 years.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Trevor, I'm curious, what is it you teach in school, sir?
I teach the industrial tech. So I teach the woodworking, I teach welding, and I teach the construction and carpentry classes. So all my classes are hands-on, and I think that's how my students learn the best, and that's how I learned down there at the Freedom Center, is by seeing the information, hearing the information, and then being able to practice that and get repetition on how that information applies.
Outstanding. That's great. All right.
So Trevor, I got to ask you a question. When you came down to this class, everybody has expectations for the class. Did you think that you would leave after 4 days with the level of skill that you now have?
I did not. I didn't think I would be able to attain that level that quickly. But with the instruction that you and Tim gave, it was achievable.
So when we put you in the side prone at 75 yards and said, okay, hit that man-sized target 75 yards away with your pistol, what were you thinking?
When I first saw it, I thought that you and Tim made it look easy, but that it was going to be very difficult for myself to make hits at that range in that position. But after trying it, that was a phenomenal position with the stability that a person was able to achieve.
Yeah, not only is that position really stable, but it also allows you to keep the vast majority of your body behind cover. And so it's a position that our SEAL team guys and our CAG operators, are the real professionals in the gunfighting world, use all the time, behind vehicles, behind vertical cover. And, you know, John, what was so amazing about this class, the looks on the students' faces, we put them in the side prone position. They're 75 yards away from a human silhouette steel target. Most of them have never even shot left-handed. They were all of our students were right-handed in this course. And so we roll them over to the left hand side prone, where they have to pull the trigger with their left hand. They've never even done that, you know,
right.
Before the class. And they're looking at me like, oh gosh, this isn't going to go well. And a number of the students hit 100% left-handed. They didn't even shoot that well right-handed at 75 yards.
Well, the reason why is they were more focused, because they knew they needed to be more focused in doing something they've never done before. Outstanding. That's great. Well, Trevor, you're going to be taking any more classes in the future, sir?
That's my plan. I plan on making a way to get down there for the next level class. And I've talked to the other students in the class, and we're all about the same mindset of we need to get back and do the next level is whenever we can do that.
Outstanding. Anything else, Trevor?
I would encourage your listeners, if they've been to other training facilities and had other training, that they did not get the level of training that is offered at the Freedom Center. So I would highly recommend anyone get down there.
Outstanding, Trevor. Thank you. We get back from the break, we're going to get the firearms tip of the week. Hold on, everybody.
Can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us...
All right, we are back. We are back. We are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. 55 degrees at my place this morning. Winter is not far away. It's not. If you want to stay warm, cozy, and save money, check out the Liberator rocket heaters in stock, ready for immediate shipment at thelibertyman.com. We have Sam Andrews with us, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The new website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. The telephone will be answered. You want to sign up for a class, have a custom rifle built, get in on a group purchase thermal imaging, just give them a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, are you prepared to give us a firearms tip of the week, sir?
I am prepared to give a firearms tip of the week.
And that would be?
So let's talk about practice ammo versus killing ammo or defensive ammo. Probably shouldn't refer to it as killing ammo. Most states, you just want to stop the threat, right?
Exactly.
Your intent is not to kill. So I'm sure John can give you the details on that. Correct me if I make a mistake here, but you have two types of ammo. You have ammo that you practice with that hopefully runs your gun fairly reliably and costs about one-third as much as the ammo you would use in a defensive situation. Oftentimes, students forget. They come to a rifle class, they get their gun zeroed at exactly 60 yards with their practice ammo. and they forget to go back once they're done training and zero their weapon properly with their defensive ammo. Don't forget, after you've gone through a training session or a day of practice, to bring a few rounds of your defensive ammo that you can put in your gun and check your zero, because the impact point with practice ammo is almost always dramatically different than the ammo you would use in a defensive situation, because of barrel harmonics, because of velocity differences, because of the flight characteristic differences of the bullet. For example, my practice ammo at 100 yards on my 5.56 weapon will hit about an inch and a half higher than my defensive ammo at 100 yards. At 300 yards, that ammo hits 9 inches lower. The trajectories are not the same. And the barrel harmonics are not the same, so the vertical launch angle is different with the different ammo. Now, with my pistol, I have an RMR sight. So my sight is adjustable. I have a titanium-bodied Holosun 508 on a Glock 19X that I've custom-built myself. Now, what's really amazing, and this is a big difference, is I zero my pistol to my hollow point ammo, and then I go to shoot at 80 or 100 yards with my pistol, and my hollow point ammo will shoot about, let's say at 80 yards, about, I can usually hold it within 8 or 9 inches in a circle. My practice ammo will hit 2 feet low or 3.5 feet high right. I mean, it is absolutely useless at 80 yards. So the tip of the week is to make sure your gun zeroed for the ammo you're going to use to defend your life when you're not practicing, and to understand the differences between practice ammo and your defensive ammo, and know that in great detail.
All right. Well said. Well said. Our next caller is Happy Moose in Canada. Good morning, Happy Moose.
Good morning, Sam. Good morning, John. Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'm calling with a report from and a question from someone who is currently in Ukraine. So right now, he's got a thermal sight, and he's rocking and rolling with that, taking prisoners, and also clearing booby traps before handing back the homes to the civilians. The problem he's coming up against is some booby traps, particularly outdoor booby traps. They are cutting through his men, like a lawnmower through grass. And so they're looking to level up their body armor. Locally, they have some people selling lower level like protection that goes below the waist. It's described as 6+ protection. Apparently, that's a European standard that they're using. The government has provided them with 4+ protection on the chest area. So locally, the vendors are selling the 6+ protection that's protecting the chest as well as the upper leg area and groin area. They're selling it for about $3,500 US. And the question is that the correct price? Does it sound right? Does it make sense, or is there some other suggestion?
Well, that sounds extraordinarily highly priced, but I don't know the shipping costs. I don't know where the product is coming from. The other thing that prevents me from giving you a decent answer is a booby trap is a large category. You really need specific information on the type of ordnance used in the booby trap and what the typical deployment of the booby trap is. Is it coming from the ground? Is it coming from the side, like knee high? Is it being placed on trees that are chest or head high? And if they're getting chewed alive by booby traps, they're moving too fast.
Okay.
So one is, I don't want to swear on RBN, but somebody needs to slow the F down. If you're losing men to booby traps, you're not moving at the proper speed, and you don't have the right training to detect booby traps. So, for example, when our men in our military run into a particular type of booby trap or IED scenario, that information gets broadcast out immediately in a massive way. It goes to everybody right away. When you lose someone to a particular type of booby trap, that information gets broadcast out immediately. The second thing that gets broadcast out immediately is the leadership looks at, okay, how do we defeat this type of booby trap? How do we detect it? How do we defeat it? You know, at what speed can we move when these types of traps are in the area? And then that information gets broadcast out immediately. Okay. One of the things you can do with your thermal sights, if they're burying booby traps in the ground, that dug up area that the booby trap is being placed in will be actually be warmer than the rest of the ground. So to a thermal sight, it looks like a 12-inch pile of diarrhea or cow dung on the ground. You see what I mean?
Yes.
So, you're in a technology game, point, counterpoint. Everything the one side does is countered by something on the other side. And so the real key is to get the information out quickly, but it's got to be technically specific on the type of booby traps that are being deployed. And then you've got to get the technology that's available to bear on detection and get the training on that technology, and the training on the techniques and procedures to detect the booby trap has got to be disseminated quickly. And then,
all right,
when you get in areas where you know there are known booby traps, you got to slow down, and you got to go through those detection procedures.
Right. So it sounds like the outside booby traps, which is the ones that they're most worried about, and the reason being is that indoors they have more cover. So as soon as they hear the initiation of the mechanism, they hit the deck, and most of the time they're okay indoors, but it's the outdoor knee-high booby trap.
So here's what I want you to do. I want you to get me some legit technical details on the booby traps. What type of ordnance, what type of mechanism. Get me some real information that I can work with. I've got some very close friends that are chief warrant officers, that are combat engineers, that are highly experienced at this kind of thing. You get me that information, I'll get them to my CWOs, and we'll get you a legit answer that can help those guys.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Happiness. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Matthew in Ohio. Good morning, Matthew.
Hi, good morning, John and Sam. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
Outstanding. Yeah, we can. Go ahead, sir.
All right, great. Yeah, I'm just completing Sam's basic handgun and tactical rifle class, and I just wanted to call in and kind of say it was a phenomenal experience. I was one of a total of six people in the class. My background, I don't have a lot of training. I'm a patent lawyer, so I'm mostly a desk job, and, most of my work is writing and advising clients. But, I've done some hunting in the past, but not a ton, but, decent, basic familiarity with shotgun, rifle, pistol, but nothing that would, come to any, understanding of expertise. But, when in this class, we came in not really knowing what to expect. And I think, all the students, myself included, really felt that we were, well-trained, at a foundational level, at the basic level, very well-trained and very well cared for by just, you know, expert instructors. And it was a phenomenal experience. And I'm, you know, really looking forward to additional classes at the Freedom Center.
Well, thank you, Matt. I appreciate the call. What do you think was different other than the instructor-to-student ratio? You know, we keep that at 4-to-1 or less in our courses, in any of our tactical courses. And then while we're shooting, we have maybe half the class on the firing line and half the class is reloading their magazines. So while you're on the firing line, like in this class, we had 3 students on the firing line. We had 2 instructors on the firing line. So we have this incredible instructor-to-student ratio while you're working with your firearms. Matt, I got to ask you a question. Did you feel like there was at any moment you were on the firing line and you didn't have at least one set of instructors' eyes on you?
Oh, no, there was always, there was always, you know, even minute mistakes. It was amazing, you don't even recognize them. You know, just a quarter of an inch of, you know, finger positioning that was incorrect was just, you know, the instructors always saw it. I mean, their eyes are on you all the time. They're always, you know, safety obviously is essential, so that's the first thing they're looking for. But then, you know, efficiency and effectiveness, you know, I have recently got a handgun and a rifle in the past couple of years because, you know, I want to protect my family. But, you know, I, without really high quality training, I always wondered, you know, in a stressful situation, you know, what is going to happen? Am I going to be effective and successful at defending my family, or am I going to accidentally shoot myself or shoot somebody I love and not, you know, someone who's assaulting us? And, you know, so the efficiency of motion and the mastery of the tool in your hand, you know, that we just learned in a weekend, you know, really gives, you know, a lot of confidence and encouragement to know, first of all, I've got the skills to do it, and that if I go home and do my homework and practice at those skills and practice them properly so that they become, you know, permanent over time, that I will be able to effectively defend myself and my family against a threat. But, you know, getting back to your question, you know, one thing that really stuck out it was just the personal care. You know, in a colloquial manner, if I describe it, it was almost like, you know, you're being trained by a favored uncle or an older brother, genuinely cares about you having the capacity to save your life. And I would say that if you ask any of the students, you know, that would be a common thing, that they felt like they were earnestly cared for by someone who really wants them to be able to survive, you know, a dangerous encounter. And, you know, that, in my opinion, is very, you know, that's rare in today's world. Unfortunately, it shouldn't be, but I think it is. And, you know, I couldn't recommend the Freedom Center higher based on that regard, that, you know, you're in the hands of people who earnestly care about you being able to have the skills to survive, you know, a threat. And, yeah, it was excellent, excellent. That was good.
So when you ran your first proficiency evaluation at 14 or 15 seconds, did you ever imagine that in 2 days you would do that same exact procedure, 12 shots and a mag change in 5.5 seconds?
I didn't think it was. I figured maybe in 3 years I might be able to do something like that, Sam. And I think you're being generous. I think I started at over 20 seconds, at least on the, you know, with the pistol. Before any training, before coming to the Freedom, my first evaluation, I think, was over 20 seconds. Maybe I'm misremembering, but I thought that was the case. But to get to about 5.5 seconds, not even a remote possibility, you know, in my mind.
And that's what you accomplished. Yeah, so for the listeners that don't really understand what we're talking about, we do a proficiency evaluation at the beginning of the class, and we do the same evaluation at the end of the class so that the students can see what improvement they've made from the training. And it's always a dramatic improvement. I think on the pistol, I think Matt was 20 seconds and change with his pistol, and I think he ended up in the fives. And with his rifle, I think he was 13 seconds and ended up in the 5 second range. Six shots on three targets, a magazine shot, a magazine change, and then six shots on three more targets. So great job, Matt, and excellent work, my friend.
Matt, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
We have a break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many may have gone.
All right, we are back. Please. As far as Monday with Sam Andrews, the website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. The phone will be answered. You want to sign up for a class, get a custom rifle built, give Sam a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-3000. 2597. Sam, anything interesting going on politically in your county, sir?
Well, I wouldn't say there's anything exciting going on. You know, everybody here is excited to have Eric Schmidt running for the U.S. Senate. That is a really important race. And then we all have in our mind, you know, please God, do not let the governor appoint a rhino to take his place. Eric Schmidt is currently the Attorney General of the state of Missouri, and he is the one that has stood up and battled the Biden administration more than any other attorney general in the United States. When he came and spoke in Lemon, and he told a funny story. He said, when I first took office, I thought I would be doing the people's business of the state of Missouri and fighting crime. And I didn't realize I would be fighting the criminal cabal that is the Biden administration. It seems like I get up every morning and sue the Biden administration. I get up every morning and sue the Biden administration, and that's been my life. But thank God this man has had the wisdom and the spine to sue the federal government over and over and over and over again. And I don't know what the total number, but it's got to be over 12. It's over a dozen lawsuits that the state of Missouri and our attorney general has decided to fight the federal government on. And it's everything from the Second Amendment Preservation Act to voting law. I mean, it's just, it runs the gamut. If we had 50 attorney generals like Eric Schmidt, this country would be in a lot better place, I'll tell you that.
Roger that. If we had only 25 or 26 Eric Schmidts as attorney generals, it would change the country dramatically, wouldn't it?
It really would. And you know, it's past time. I mean, it's time to stand up or lose everything. And I don't think people realize how close to the edge of the cliff we are and how dramatically worse the lives of Americans will get if we don't start opposing evil on a daily basis and make it a priority in our lives.
Well, our country, our world, our culture, not just the United States, but the entire Western civilization is put at risk by the COVID clot shots. The top athletes and professional soccer players are some of the most fit human beings on the planet, dropping over dead while they're playing their sport. That's what's coming for everybody else. It just takes a bit longer. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the